The protests in Charlottesville left one person dead and more than a dozen others wounded. Police around the country are now bracing for that kind of violence to spread. There are more white nationalist marches planned for this weekend, and public safety officials are getting ready. They need to understand their role in protecting free speech and freedom of assembly while keeping the violence at bay. Chuck Canterbury joins us now on the line. He is the president of the Fraternal Order of Police. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Rachel.
What is the single most important thing a police force can do when there are two groups of civilians confronting one another like we saw in Charlottesville?
Well, the first thing you would attempt to do is to make sure that you have designated areas that do not intersect. You would try to keep the competitive groups totally separate, designate protest areas, attempt to issue permits that would keep those groups totally separated, and then obviously have sufficient enough force to make sure that you can keep them separated.
Do open carry laws make this type of work even more challenging? I mean, we saw pictures from Charlottesville of people carrying weapons.
Yeah, open carry is obviously going to make police officers that are on the scene be extremely careful. Just because you don't know what the intentions of the people in the marches or the protests are going to be, but it doesn't really change the response other than there's going to be a requirement for forward observers, people that can see from up high, to try to watch for the intentions of the crowd. Obviously would prefer not to have to go into armed groups, but you know, open carry per se has not really been a big issue.
Although there's this tension, right? Because police in Charlottesville were criticized for not being more aggressive as they watched all this violence unfold. But then you see what happened in places like Baltimore or Ferguson, where police did take this more aggressive approach. And a lot of scandals erupted over claims of police misconduct. So how do you strike the balance?
Well, there's not a balance. Since Ferguson, the false narrative that police in riot gear caused the problem is just a false narrative. People intent on criminal activity created the problem.
Well, I don't think the issue is that they started the violence, but it was in how they responded to the violence there.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion, especially by some of the groups that were in Ferguson, that the aggressive nature of law enforcement caused them to become more aggressive. And that's just absolutely ludicrous. Police officers in the proper gear, prepared to take action, don't have to stop and then become prepared. You know, there's no need for anybody in a peaceful protest to throw rocks, bottles, carry sticks, knives.
Yeah, the problem is when they're not peaceful, which is what we saw in Charlottesville.
Right.
I wanted to ask you in our seconds remaining about the comments made by President Trump, putting equal blame for Charlottesville on Nazis and anti-hate groups. Does that make it more difficult? Does it exacerbate tensions at future rallies?
Well, what I took from President Trump's comments were that people intent on criminal activity were both wrong. Obviously, neo-Nazis, KKK, anybody that's advocating any kind of violence is absolutely wrong. That should not be allowed. Groups that advocate violence shouldn't be issued permits.
We'll have to leave it there. Chuck Canterbury, president of the Fraternal Order of Police, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.